Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, we are live at Broadway Studios. Let's hear it, 49ers fans! There we go. We got people in the house. This is awesome. We are having a great party here. And we are excited just because the draft has been crazy so far. We already had one big-time trade. The Panthers pick is in at 8. They are announcing that currently. Now, the 49ers are scheduled to pick here at 3. And right there, we have the first wide receiver off the board. Tet McMillan goes number 8 to the Carolina Panthers. Now the 49ers are 3 picks away. And how are you feeling about the big board with the 49ers and how the board has shaken out so far?
Yeah, I think everyone's there. You know, everyone that you were looking for to have is there. And whether you're a Mike Green guy, I thought I heard some Mike Greens out there potentially, or, you know, a Mikael Williams, I think he's available. So I think 11 looks good for the 49ers right now. It's kind of been chalk. I don't think there's anything different than what we expected, minus the trade up. But even then, Travis Hunter goes 2. That was expected, and Mason Graham goes 5. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, and I will say this. Even though you had the trade from 2 to 5, Mason Graham's still going top 5. There was kind of a pipe dream for 49ers fans. They wanted the defensive tackle from Michigan. He kind of fit a lot of the needs. Didn't really take place. So as we're sitting here, real quick, can you give me kind of a top 2 to 3 names? Mikael Williams has to be up there, right? Defensive end, Georgia?
Yeah, I think Mikael Williams, I think Walter Nolan, those are a couple of guys that I think that the 49ers are probably looking at in pick 11. I think Mikael Williams seems to be the most logical for me, the big edge who can kind of set the edge for them. And the run is going to be number 1. And then, you know, after that, what can he do pass rush-wise? But I think there's been more production from Mikael Williams when it comes to what he did in college compared to what you got from Shamar Stewart. So at least there was some production. I think he's probably the safest pick for the 49ers in that range. And I think what we've seen from them recently is they like safe. They like those guys they can kind of count on in that area. So I think Mikael Williams is the most logical. And I love the fact that probably the guy that I would like is Mike Green. I think he's the guy that can do the most off the edge as far as pass rush, put pressure on tackles. But what does the red flags look like? That's what we don't know. The 49ers know. We don't know that.
And so for the 49ers, since that's a funny thing. A lot of people will say, you know, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, especially Kyle Shanahan, stubborn, doesn't change his ways. However, whenever it comes to drafting, I do feel like there's some axioms that they have addressed because of the past. They don't draft inexperienced players anymore after Trey Lance. That didn't work out. They don't draft players with chronic injuries after Javon Kinlaw, at least early. They have stayed away from these character, quote-unquote, red flag players since Reuben Foster. That was 2017, which they traded up for with a division opponent to get. Where they check out on Mike Green, I don't know. Does he fit the scheme? Does he fit what the need is? Does he fit the 11th pick? Yes. But if John Lynch is okay with it, I'm not saying he is or he is not, then I'm okay. Now, the Saints, their pick is in at 9. The Bears are on the clock at 10. So there's only 2 players that can kind of go. What are your thoughts, Ant? The trade-up scenarios that have been put out there, they're gone, right? There's no chance the 49ers would trade back in this situation?
I don't think they trade up. I don't know, you know, who falls that makes them want to trade up. I think, or trade back. A guy like Warren falling potentially could make them consider it. Tyler Warren, I think that maybe the Colts wouldn't mind getting their hands on him. Maybe the 49ers would think about going back to 14. But I think it's going to be hard to trade back in this draft. So right now I think we're just waiting to see what they do. But I think there's going to be the names that you're expecting. The question's going to be in the next 2 picks, does Mikael Williams go off the board at 9 to the Saints? That's going to be the key. If he doesn't, he's going to be right there at 11 for the 49ers. And I think, once again, it's logical. It makes the most sense for the 49ers. They need an edge, and this thing starts getting a little bit more difficult to find an edge when you get to the end of round two, early round three, when some of those guys you'd really like start going off the board. And then you're stuck with a lot of projection and a lot of guys that are missing something when it comes to either size or ideal weight or athleticism.
Yeah, and again, here's what you always have to build on. In the draft, three things happen in the first round always. Quarterbacks, edge players, and offensive tackles get pushed up the board every single time. And so guys like Mikael Williams, guys like Kelvin Banks Jr., those guys that have a relatively cleaner profile without the major red flags have production in the SEC. Those are the guys that are going to be pushed up. And, you know, we have the Saints pick is in right now. They need defense. I think 49ers fans are hoping this is a quarterback. Now, I don't think that they will go quarterback here. I hope that they go quarterback here because that would push somebody down. And the Chicago Bears are on the clock. Now, everybody has talked about the Bears and Ashton Jeanty that. Well, he's gone. There is now no longer a running back that is available, but one of my favorite draft props was over on 2.5 running backs. Is there a chance that, who knows, one of the Ohio State guys or Amarion Hampton goes top 10 like we saw in the Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs draft? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think the fact Jahmyr Gibbs went so high, and then you've got the same coach, right? I mean, he was the offensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions, so I think Amarion Hampton would make a lot of sense if the Bears decided to go that direction. Running back, definitely one of the biggest needs for the Chicago Bears, but they could also go interior defensive line. I think they need defensive line help, and they could easily go Walter Nolan or somebody like that as well.
All right, we have the Saints selection is in, and I think, you know, again, I know if you're on YouTube, there's a little bit of delay, but we have the pick. It is in. If you look at the big screen up here, Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle, Texas, off the board. A lot of people didn't like him. And I kept screaming all draft, like, this guy's going top 15. He just was too clean, fit too many needs. And it just makes sense. You have Kellen Moore now with the Saints. What did they do? Where was the success with the Eagles? Dominant offensive line. He was a perfect fit. Now, I think a lot of 49ers fans kind of rejoice because they were lower on Kelvin Banks. But now here we are. We are two picks away, Ant. And shout out to Monkey Boy for the super chat online. He says, we're here. We're ready to overreact. No other place I'd rather be. Thank you so much. Actually, than be at the draft party. And for the people that came out, and give you guys a round of applause. What kind of crazy fans are going to show up in the middle of the city to watch a draft? The best fans in the damn world. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys. Now, for those of you that are like, you want to live in the moment and you don't want this pick spoiled, this is going to be hard for you. Put your phones away. Yeah. Relax. Be in the moment. If you're watching online, just minimize the chat. We don't want spoilers. We want to live through this because the 49ers are about to get a first-round pick in the top 15 for the first time in a long time. And the hope is you get an all-pro, you get a pro bowler. And what is your philosophy just on, should the 49ers be swinging for the fences right now? Or should they be going for kind of that double, make the team better, guaranteed starter? How do you evaluate what the approach here should be?
I think they're afraid of boom or bust. I think they're looking for somebody they feel can be consistent, that they can be dependable. You look at what they did with Ricky Pearsall, Renardo Green, Dominic Pooney. All those guys are dependable, consistent. And so I think that's what they're going to look for. That's why Mikael Williams screams to me to be the pick. All the offensive tackles, the top three guys are off the board.
Gone.
And so now your thought process is, let's find somebody that's consistent. Is that Walter Nolan? I don't know. I think his pass rush is a little bit to be desired. I think he doesn't have a great pass rush plan, and I think that that is something that to take into consideration when you're talking pick 11. But I think when you're looking at the guys there, the most boom or bust guy is probably Mike Green. The guy's got the athleticism off the outside. It's intense speed and pressure. That is something that John Lynch has said they like. Mikael Williams, though, is going to set the best edge of the two and be good against the run. I think it ends up being Mikael Williams for that reason, but I would not be mad if it's Mike Green.
All right, so here we go. The pick is in for the Bears at 10. So now the 49ers are on the clock. Pick is not in yet. Do you want them to stay and pick? Do you want them to trade back? I want to hear from you. One, two, three. Everybody is saying trade back. Now, the problem with this is it takes two to tango. I love dancing, but Ant's not dancing with me because he ain't feeling it. You got to have somebody that wants to trade up. Now, this draft, the strength is not really at this point, sadly, but somebody has to go number 11. Now, if you look at the premium positions like we were talking about, whether that's Mikael Williams, Mike Green, there's guys like Jahdae Barron that are available, Walter Nolan. A lot of people have talked about. Derek Harmon I was really high on, but with his medical red flags in the shoulder, I feel like he's going to fall back. So it gets in this kind of weird place where, look, nobody wants to trade up. We have to make a selection. Who is it going to be? And again, Kyle Shanahan is in this draft room. There are wild cards. We did just talk running backs. There are wide receivers. There are corners. This could go a lot of different ways. Give me your top three real quick, Ant, of what you think is going to happen for the 49ers.
I think Mikael Williams has got to be number one. I think that he makes the most sense. I think after that, you're talking, Mike Green because of the speed, but Jahdae Barron as well. I think that he is the most 49ers cornerback, especially at the top part of this draft. And I get it. Will Johnson, dynamic. The ball skills are there. This dude is crazy. I'm a little nervous that he never ran in the process. And I get that he has the low leg injuries, and that's to be expected for him not to run because he didn't want to have a bad time. But that would scare me with the long speed. So I think it's those top guys right there. The question is, right, John Lynch said they need consensus. Are they going to get consensus on a Kyle guy? Like, could Kyle go crazy right now and go with a Tyler Warren? I like the fact he's still on the board. I think that gives the 49ers an opportunity to trade back potentially. So we'll see what happens. But I still think it's going to be Mikael Williams at pick 11.
All right, the Bears pick, their selection is in. Roger Goodell, he's at the stage about to make the announcement. The 49ers are on the clock. And again, I've disabled all social media. So if there's a trade back or whatever, I ain't seeing it. I want to be in the moment. I want to experience this with you guys. So here we go. Pick 10, the Chicago Bears. Goodell's still talking. He needs to start a podcast. Let's go, big dog. Let's go. All right, well, let me take time to say this. Wherever the 49ers do pick, we will be breaking them down on our Patreon channel. The number one way to support the 49ers Rush Podcast or 49ers Cutback. Once the Niners draft is over, all the coaches' tape you could want on these guys broken down, just go to our Patreon or the49ersrush.com. Ant, where can we find and support you on Patreon?
Yeah, it's just 49ers Cutback Patreon. And you can find all the breakdowns, all the videos, everything that I do. And there'll be breakdowns on all the players at the 49ers draft. So go check it out. 49ers Cutback Patreon.
I love this, man. I can't wait to see who this is. And I think that the Bears kind of, they've had the worst of the draft because I think they would have gone offensive line. I think they would have went Ashton Jeanty. I think that they could have possibly gone wide receiver. And so they're, oh, look at that, baby. Who just hit on Colston Loveland, first tight end off the board. I hope you guys bet with us on Patreon. I told y'all he's tight end one. Colston Loveland off the board at number 10. Woo! That is spicy. That is spicy.
Colston Loveland, woo! Number 10 on my big board, goes number 10. So this does not surprise me. I know it didn't surprise you. Colston Loveland, what a pick. And that means everyone that we were talking about earlier still on the board for the 49ers. I think this is going to be interesting. They have a really, really good spot here to have some really good picks. So I think the 49ers are feeling comfortable with who's available. The question is somebody going to call with an opportunity to move back? Does this make somebody that wanted Colston Loveland or Tyler Warren nervous that only one's left now? Maybe someone will come up.
I had Colston Loveland 13 on my big board, and I had Tyler Warren 16 on my big board. Now, if we're just looking at my whatever rankings, do with this whatever you want, the highest rated player available is Jahdae Barron, corner, who's just clean profile. Now, does he have the highest ceiling? No, he's got short arms. He's, shorter than – he doesn't have the elite length. But in the 49ers scheme, he fits it perfectly. Jahad Campbell, I have next, but he has a medical red flag with his shoulder. Then you go Mike Green, red flag off the field. But that's kind of where you are. So whenever I pace out my big board, which we did 343 players this year, and we don't remove them. So no matter the medical or whatever, we grade the film, we plot them out. Now the question just becomes, you know, John Lynch talked about they had 200 players with draftable grades, which is higher than most years, and they had 20 first-round grades. So the fact that the 49ers definitely have a first-round grade in, and the pick is in. So the 49ers did not find a trade partner. They are staying put. We're about to get our pick, baby. I'm super excited about this. And let me just put this out there. This is for myself as well as everybody else. I have to have like 1 foot in, 1 foot out, right? Because we put all this time in. We rank these players. We fall in love with prospects. We all have our opinion. But at the end of the day, we're about to get a new member of our family, the 49ers. And you always give them the benefit of the doubt, even when it doesn't work out. So even if it's not the pick you want, yeah, you can be frustrated, but we cheer for the 49ers. That's kind of who we are. At least that's who I am as a fan. And so you always want to believe it. Now, there's guys that I do not want here. I would prefer not to draft Shamar Stewart at this point. Not that he's a bad guy. Just I think that there are better players available. Mikael Williams sitting there looks really pretty, man. I know the Locked On guys have been talking about Mikael Williams for a while being the pick. That kind of seems to be the way this should go, in my opinion. Either that or Walter Nolan, I would be cool with either one. Now, you get into Tyler Warren, you get into Shamar Stewart, you get into, throwing some other names there, and I'm like, I'm not sure, but whew, why are they going to commercial when the 49ers pick is in? That's all I'm saying. Come on, man.
Builds the suspense, you know. It gives us more time to talk. I think that was the whole key. They wanted us to just keep talking about who this pick could be. I think you said it right. You know, the guys at the top, there's some question marks. I would have Gion Campbell. We know that I think he's the best linebacker in this draft. I don't think it's really close. If you're talking best player available, Mike Green, Gion Campbell, for me, are two guys that are just too good. I think that this would be a little high for guys with injury concerns, a torn labrum, maybe some off-the-field issues. I think that's also why we can't say Josh Simmons, even though he went to a top 30 visit. So I don't think he's in the mix. I think that when it comes down to it, it's probably the most obvious, Mikael Williams or Walter Nolan. And I think that both of those guys, if either one of them is selected, we're happy. Now, the interesting thing is, if Shamar Stewart does become the pick, then everything that John Lynch said at his presser about production meaning something means absolutely nothing, because Shamar Stewart has zero production. He doesn't really have a plan. He's just a supreme athlete. I said this before. He looks like the kid that shows up that is a bigger, faster, never played football before, better than everybody else because of his athleticism. And once he learns football, he could be great. Or he might need to play basketball or something else. I don't know. But Shamar Stewart is a tremendous talent. But the lack of production is nerve-wracking. And there's even lack of production with Mikael Williams, but just not to that extent. So I get it athleticism-wise. I don't get it when it comes to production. That's basing a lot on what could be and not what is.
Yeah, and what was the quote? John Lynch said, you know, at some point the lack of production doesn't lie. That's kind of where that is. Now, the traits are there. And so if you're going to just bet on a player that is size freak, power, speed, athleticism, check, 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 it's how you build like an all-Madden player. And, yeah, he would help the 49ers. There's no doubt. Like, every single team is better with Shamar Stewart on it than without it. Like, he's that quality of a player. But at pick 11, can the 49ers take advantage and get one of those major needs that doesn't have the major question marks?
Right.
And that's the difference between a first-round pick and a pick at pick 11. So if you're going with the safer players, you're talking guys like Mikael Williams, Walter Nolan, Jahdae Barron. Now, if you're looking for, are you swinging for the fences and are you okay taking a risk? That's Josh Simmons, right? That's Mike Green. Oh, there we go. We're seeing the 49ers war room. I love it. There we go. They seem high energy, but not high energy. So, and you know, I always say this. When a team trades up for a player, they love them. When a team trades back for a player, they settled on them. When a team stays put and picks a player, they're cool with them. And so I think that's kind of what this draft is. And I know everybody wanted to trade back. I get that. You got to have somebody that wants to trade up. And I just don't think that that was in. I don't think that happened.
Yeah, the trade back was going to be difficult. And
springtime is here, and baseball season is officially underway. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineups. Whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, or first inning runs, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 1,000 your cash today. On Prize Picks, you can mix and match players' projections from different sports, combine your favorite baseball players with your players from basketball, hockey, esports, and much more. Also, Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick, easy deposits into this sports season. So, sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So head over to prizepicks.com, or you can go to the app, download the app today, and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, go to prizepicks.com or download the app and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now we know that they're going to make a pick, and we'll see who 11 is. And then pretty soon, we'll know what the direction of the draft goes, because I think this is a linchpin pick, because once you find out if they go edge, you kind of know that defensive line's coming real quick. So
here we go, the 49ers selection. We're getting USO, baby, announcing the pick. We have it on mute here, so I can't really hear what he's saying. But at pick 11, y'all get pumped up. We have a new 49er at pick 11. The 49ers select. We're going to hold them for it. They're still going. That's okay. Appreciate everybody that serves, man. Hats off to them. Absolutely love it, man. Hell yes. Hell yes. Oh, now we're going back to the stage. That's what's up. Roger Goodell got to have his moment.
He's got to earn his money, you know.
Come on, Raj. I can't wait to break down new film. That is what I am most excited about. That's what I have to say. So here we go. Roger Goodell, pick number 11 in the 2025 NFL Draft. Oh, we're still clapping. We're still clapping. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to hit on one of these. I promise you. Eric, you better be getting this sound clip, man. I'm just saying, bro. 49ers select defensive end Mykael Williams. There we go, baby. That is a textbook double. That is a textbook keep the ball in the fairway. With what they did not do in free agency, and you had so many major needs, you go get a player that helps in the run, helps in the pass. The kid's 20 years old. He was a true starter at 18 and won a national championship in Georgia. And I know we got some Bulldogs in the house. Can I get a go Dogs, David? There it is. There it is. There it is. We got to go Dogs. Tell me what you think about Mikel Williams.
I love the way he sets the edge. So right away, you know you're getting a potential three-down defensive end. That was the big difference between him and Mike Green, is Mike Green was probably a pass rusher early and then could develop. But Mikel Williams can do it all. And I think the question was, how much bend did he have coming off the edge? What you don't question is how he's going to set the edge in the run game. And the 49ers desperately needed to get better when it came to stopping the run. Mikel Williams is going to provide that. The necessary size, speed, athleticism, prototype defensive end. And it's going to be fun to watch him playing opposite of Nick Bosa for the future. And if Chris Kocurek can help this guy develop into being a consistent wide nine pass rusher, he's got all the talent that he needs to be a consistent threat. And I think that's exactly what they were looking for. And I think you said it right. This is a solid double, but we can hold the potential of him being even more.
I love this, man. I think that he was the 15th player on my big board overall. So I don't think that it was a major reach. My favorite thing about Mikel Williams is, one, you have three consistent years of production in the SEC. Played through an injury this year. He messed up his ankle the first game of the season. Played through it and still had more production than guys like Shamar Stewart. And so I think that's huge. Guys like Will Johnson and their injuries, they played through it, and that's awesome. But I think Mikel Williams, 20 years old, bigger than Nick Bosa, faster than Nick Bosa. Now, is he Nick Bosa? That's not what I'm saying at all. He does not have that ceiling. But whenever he was 18 years old and started in the SEC as a rookie and won a national championship, he was a projected top five pick. Now, his sophomore year was good, not the best ever, but he didn't go to that next level. Then he got injured and played through it. But you're talking 3 years of production. This helps Fred Warner because it helps in the run game. He keeps your linebackers clean. He does have the pass rush advantage, and he brings that to the game as well. Now, can he develop into an all-star pass rusher? We'll have to see. But, you know, he had 5 sacks, 6 quarterback hits, and 15 hurries last year on his down year. 20 years old. This is a guy that you can get. Wow, did Tyler Booker just go to the Cowboys? Not a terrible pick. Fits their scheme. Woo! That's a little spicy.
Yeah, that's a spicy pick for sure. I actually had heard rumors that he was kind of going to potentially go in that range, but he was a really scheme-specific guy. He didn't fit a lot of the zone scheme, so good for him that he gets to go this early. If not, I think it would have been later in the 20s when potentially he would have went. So excited for Tyler Booker, who's one of the most solid guards in the draft for sure. When we're talking about Mikel Williams, I think this one, too, is the upside that he potentially has, right? He's not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. The hand work could get a little bit better. The just playing the position of playing the wide nine, that's not something he was asked to do a ton at Georgia. A lot of 4i, a lot of 5 tech. And so I think that there's a potential for him to grow. And them bringing him in for a 30 visit, they have a good idea of what his athleticism is going to allow him to do within the scheme. And so if they signed off on it, I'm pretty comfortable with this. I think most people had come to the consensus that Mikel Williams was going to be the pick as long as he didn't go earlier. And I felt pretty good about it. Like you said, I mean, this is a pick that you know can grow and develop opposite of Bosa. Athleticism is there. It's just going to be how good is he going to get technically? And I think that's the one thing I'm really curious to see, the hand work and how he works getting around that corner.
Yeah, I want to go through my draft write-up of him, but we have some super chats I want to say thank you. Thank you, Colin. He says, here from Australia. I have no clue what time it is in Australia, but I know that it is bonkers. Thank you so much, Colin. James Cross, appreciate you. Roberto, thank you. John and Ant, let's go. Come on, Lynch, get it right. I feel fine, and I want everybody in the chat, throw in how you grade this out. A, B, C, D, E, F, however you feel. But here's my favorite thing about Mikel Williams. When his coach, Kirby Smart, was asked, what is Mikel Williams' best trait? He said his work ethic. John Lynch has been adamant that if we're going to add somebody to this team, we want people that love football. And the fact that this is a 20-year-old kid with 3 years starting experience in the SEC and already a national championship, he knows what it takes to get to the national title. He understands all those things. I think that that is huge. Here's what I wrote. Mikel Williams, 6'5", 260. Effort, length, athleticism. He was the best run defender off the edge that I had graded tape-wise. This was written before we drafted him. played hurt most of 2024. And if you have the draft book, the 49ers draft book on your phone, like, I'm just reading straight from that. Exactly how you want an edge to be built. Powerful and difficult to move. Makes him a very reliable run defender. Wish he was more fluid in space. That's the negative. He doesn't have the elite bend that a lot of the edge rushers have. But what did John Lynch say? We want ends that can set the edge. We want ends that can set the edge. He does that in spades. I love this pick, man. I would give it a solid B+, I think. Ideally, you wanted to trade back, but I don't want to say can't miss because I don't think that that exists. But I do believe that this is, quote-unquote, a safe draft pick to make your team better and is an instant starter. You got a starter week one. Week one.
And you get versatility. I mean, that's one of the keys is we know the 49ers like to move edge rushers to the inside to rush the passer. And now you have Vitor Gross-Matos that however you feel about him, that is exactly why they brought him there, is to move inside and be able to pass rush from the inside. But now you have another guy with Mikal Williams that you can do that as well. And so if you were talking to Robert Saleh about a guy that reminded him of Jermaine Johnson, it would probably be Mikal Williams. So he gets a guy that fits what he's already been getting. And I think that they're going to feel very confident with what he can provide the 49ers as far as, like you said, three down play, right? A guy that can start day one. And I think that's exactly what they were looking to get. I think that there was a few players in this draft that are day one guys, but I like the fact that there is a high floor for Mikal Williams, and there's still a potential ceiling that's, you know, maybe it's not like a Shamar Stewart or one of those guys, but it's still pretty high where he can be a Pro Bowl caliber defensive end. You had to get somebody that could help when it came to this season. I think Mikal Williams does that. Now we got him and we got Robert Beal Jr. We're starting to try to battle the Philadelphia Eagles for most Bulldogs on a defense. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah, and I've seen some people that are upset that Jalen Walker wasn't the pick. Guys, Jalen Walker 6'1".
Right.
Like, and that's not a knock on him, but that's a project. Like, the 49ers put themselves in a situation where they couldn't gamble because you didn't sign backups. You cut Leonard Floyd. You cut Malik Collins. You need starters that project to play now. And Jalen Walker may be a better player, but that is a gamble pick. Instead of a 6'1 edge rusher who has never rushed the edge and had the least amount of experience of any edge rusher in this class, not knocking them, but there's a gamble there. You went with a 6'5, 260 guy with 3 years of experience that could step in and play right away. So I get it. And I know a lot of people want the flash. They want the ceiling. I don't think that's the way this roster is built, especially defensively. You need starters. And that matches the way in which this draft is. Now, you still have 10 picks. And I know a lot of casual fans start off with this first round's all that matters. Man, there's still 10 picks to be had. Maybe more, maybe less. They could trade around. But, yeah, Mikal Williams now gives you a solid foundation to build upon this draft class. And I don't think that they missed. I really don't.
No, and the thing about Jalen Walker that is so interesting is I think you have to have a unique plan for him, right? You bring up the size, 6'1", 240 pounds. The athleticism is through the roof. You're looking for one of the best athletes in the draft. It's Jalen Walker. The problem is you have to have a vision for what he's going to provide if you're outside of a 3-4 defense. I think in a 3-4, he fits perfectly as an outside linebacker. Sometimes he plays off ball. Sometimes he rushes the passer, and you feel really comfortable with him playing that, you know, that elephant-type position that George Seifert made famous in the 80s. I think everyone does it now, Leo, whatever you call it, certain situations. But I think with him, he just would have been very specific for the 49ers because I don't think he's that great when it comes to playing off-ball linebacker. He's got the ability, but so far it's not translating. He doesn't shed real well. He's not a guy that reads it real fast. So I get it. Like, this is a more consistent edge rusher, and the value for edge rusher in the first round is the key. Linebacker with Jalen Walker, not there. Probably not with G.I. Campbell either. Like, it's just not a position you draft the most with positional value. It's quarterback, it's offensive tackle, it's defensive end. The 49ers, the top three offensive tackles off the board, and they go with the next best positional value that they needed, Mikal Williams, and I think he was the best one on the board, so it's a good decision.
I like it. And so now, shout out to my man, Tommy. Defensive tackle still is the biggest need. Do you entertain the idea of trading back up into the first round? If somebody like Walter Nolan, Derek Harmon, you know, Kenneth Grant, because a lot of people, myself included, I had those guys ranked in the 20s. And so if one, two, or three of those guys fall, do you jump back up or do you stay patient at 43? Now, for all of you guys that are here, I love y'all. We're going to be here all day tomorrow, and we're going to be broadcasting nonstop, start to finish. We're going to have a rotation up here. And so, man, if you're not here, you got to get here. It's $20 a ticket to get in the door. Let's go. But I don't know. Do you entertain a trade up or do you just stay pit? Kenneth Grant just went off the board. So as we brought that up, the Miami Dolphins just took defensive tackle Kenneth Grant. Now there's two defensive tackles that are sitting there. Maybe there's more, but you're looking at Walter Nolan. You're looking at Derek Harmon. How do you feel? Do you jump? Fans, do you guys want to trade back up or do you want to wait? Trade up? People here, kind of the loud ones want to trade up, which is usually the way it goes. I see you, Sean. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it depends on who's there and where you're going to be trading up to. You know, I think if you start to get to, you know, 31, 32, you're probably not going to have as difficult a time with the amount of draft capital you're going to have to give up. Then it makes sense. But that would be a steep fall for someone like Walter Nolan. A lot of people, right, rumoring he was going to be a top 10 pick. I think that there's a chance he could be around. Now, Kenneth Grant went a little bit earlier than I was expecting, so that might move some of the defensive tackles up. The question, I think, is going to be, what is up with Derek Harmon's question marks? Is that something that was enough to move people to allow him to fall into the second round? But I do think if both those guys are available, you would consider trading up from 43 because they are way more valuable than TJ Sanders, who potentially is the best target at 43, or a Tyreek Williams, who will probably go in the second round as well. A little bit different. I think the 49ers have a bigger need at 3 tech than they do 1 tech, though. So I would think that, yeah, Walter Nolan, Derek Harmon, I'd be willing to do it. Just what do you have to give up, John?
Right. So, like, the 49ers pick 43 and 75. On the Jimmy Johnson trade chart where you trade the picks and the values and all that stuff, that gets you all the way up to 30. So if you combine those, you can get to pick 30. Now you throw in future picks. The 49ers have 11 picks this year scheduled. They have 11 picks next year scheduled. Do you combine some of that? That's a possibility. I mean, you get higher. I'm not sure I want to trade 75 to jump up. And so you kind of have to, I think, even if the 49ers are sitting there and saying, we really want to trade up and get a defensive tackle, you got to wait. This is way too rich. Because to jump up here, you're trading future seconds, you know, probably not a first, but like you're in that territory. You got to wait. So you have to wait till the back end of the 20s before you can even entertain it. And understand, you got to trust your board. They said they had 20 first round grades. So you're not trading up now. If one of those first round grades falls to 29-30, then maybe. But man, you have so many holes on this team, so many needs on this roster, that if you do trade up, you're missing another shot at a startable player. You need two defensive tackles. You need a linebacker. You need a corner. Like, those are minimums. That's four starters that you – now, you can sign more free agents after Monday. Tyler Warren, the other tight end, just went off the board to the Colts. That was a very predictable pick. Very. They're a trades team. They would have liked Mikael Williams as well. But now two tight ends off the board. I think that that's helpful. So as this draft continues to fall, if you're the 49ers, you're hoping for running backs to go. You're hoping for quarterbacks to go. You're hoping for wide receivers to go. And now you're hoping for defensive ends to go. Because I don't think the Niners would double up twice or three times early on defensive end, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the question more comes to, I know the biggest need is defensive tackle, and Walter Nolan, you know, Derek Harmon, TJ Sanders, all those guys are going to be in that position around 43. But are the 49ers going to for sure go defensive tackle? And I know that's probably what most everyone wants, but there are going to be offensive linemen potentially available in that area that they could go with. You know, a Josh Connerly, is he going to sneak into the first round or is he going to still be available? You also got an Arianti Ursary. I think he's another prime candidate. If you like Armon Mbeumo, I don't know how you don't like Arianti Ursary. I think he would make a lot of sense to plug and play at left guard, eventual left tackle replacement. Go watch his film versus Abdul Carter. He held his own. And so I think that he would make a lot of sense. So the question is, how much do the 49ers value defensive tackle after 43? Right? They met with Omar Norman Lott. They met with Aeneas Peebles. They met with some pass rush defensive tackles. Would they consider passing defensive tackle at 43 or even a trade up and waiting until potentially round three to trade up from 75 and go get their defensive tackle?
Yeah. And so, like, do you value Ariante Ursary, a guard only prospect, at 43, or do you think he could play tackle in the future? Do you think he could play center in the future, or is he just a left guard?
Oh no, I think he's a left tackle in the NFL. I think that he can move out. He's got the traits, the athleticism. This dude is got the potential that he could eventually take over for Trent Williams, and I think you're getting tremendous value at pick 43. And if you're a team that wants movers, guys that are going to move people and get first downs, get into the end zone and the red zone, you love Ariante Ursary and what he can provide. Talk about one of the biggest left sides of an offensive line in the league with him and Trent Williams. This guy goes for over 330 pounds. He runs a 5.40. The guy can move. And so I like him in the system. I think it would give him a great opportunity to learn from Trent Williams and then eventually kick out when Trent retired. And I think that would be a smooth transition. But this is kind of the range where we've seen the 49ers go offensive line. Aaron Banks was pick 45, pick 43. Ariante Ursary, if he's still on the board, I think it would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, so, man, I'm excited about the rest of this first round. Now, we're going to wrap up our show here. We got so many giveaways and trivias. We're about to give out a ridiculous amount of autographed jerseys. So everybody's going to need to get your phones ready here. It's unreal how much stuff we're about to start giving away. And we've got some stuff to attend to here. But real quick, can we hear from the faithful that came out, showed us what's up? How we doing, 49ers fans? Oh, man, that is awesome. Now I'm going to break my camera here. Here we go. So that's going to wrap it up for us here. We'll be live tomorrow from the first pick all the way to the last pick. We're going to have an absolute blast broadcasting live Broadway Studios. If you're in the city, come down. Get your ticket, 49ers Rush Road Trip. And any closing thoughts about Mikal Williams and the Niners in the first round?
No, I'm happy about it. I'm excited to see what happens the rest of the first round so 49ers can do it again tomorrow.
I love it, man. And day two is going to be huge. Not one, not two, but three players to be added. If no trades are made tomorrow, that's going to be huge. So that's going to wrap it up for us here. Love you guys. Appreciate you. And as always, stay strong, faithful. Peace.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.